KUOW is the record. I'm Bill Radke. While Americans argue over whether to accept any Syrian refugees, Canada's deciding how fast to do it. We welcome Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Vaughn, President Obama wants to admit 10,000 Syrians in the next year or so. The Canadian government wants 25,000 by the end of now February. What's the hurry?
Yeah, the Canadian government this week is slowing down a little bit. They're still going to take 10,000 by the end of the year. The original idea, Bill, was 25,000 by the end of the year. And I think we were even hearing from advocates for refugees saying, you know, don't be in such a rush. Make sure you screen everybody carefully. Get them all in, but don't insist on doing it by New Year's Day. And they've backed off. They're still going to take, the Canadian government, 25,000 refugees. They are going to as well admit another 10,000 through private agencies, through private sponsorship. But you're right. The screening is going to be more careful. The security concerns and logistics are going to be better managed. And they're not in as much of a rush as they were originally. It's funny. It was an election promise, you know, and the government just got elected in October. And I think they were reluctant to sound like they were breaking an election promise. But if you look at the reaction across the country today, I think it's mostly relief, like, take your time. We're going to take all these people, but we don't have to do it in such a rush.
The main argument from Americans who want to accept Syrian refugees, including Washington State's governor, is that we already have a slow, deliberate screening process. How are Canadians reacting to Trudeau's timetable, even the slightly expanded one now?
There certainly are people in Canada that have got reservations about this and that think that it's still too much of a rush and think that we should be processing people but not based on targets. So there still is some reluctance. But I think a lot of the really heightened concern has diminished with people saying, okay, we see what you're doing. We think you're being more careful. You know, the Canadian method is actually we're relying on the United Nations. We're relying on refugee screening protocols that were originally developed in the United States in the wake of 9/11 and that Canada has adapted. We are sending our own officials overseas to double check all the registrations. We're focusing on low-risk people, women, children, young single men who are, you know, the most likely to be in the terrorist group. Young single men will be admitted only if they're coming with their parents or if they fall into a high human rights abuse group, which is they are lesbian, gay, or, well, obviously young men aren't going to be lesbian, but gay, transgender, bisexual. So we're not... you know, the government, I think, has done a lot in the last week, Bill, to address the concerns and to say, look, we want this to work, too. We don't want a backlash, and they've taken a number of steps to minimize the risk of a backlash.
Final question, then, Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun. We've learned this week that Belgium has had trouble integrating Muslim immigrants. How confident are Canadians that Syrian Muslims will fit into Canada's fabric?
Had a pretty good experience integrating people going back to the 1970s when we took refugees from Uganda, taking Vietnamese in the 70s. There isn't a lot of concern. I think one of the reasons that there isn't as much concern in Canada is we haven't had the kind of attacks that have occurred in the United States. Now, some people might say we've been lucky. Some people would say, well, the attacks in the United States haven't been from refugees. They've been from people in the United States. But I think, people recognize the government has got to be careful. But at the moment, I would say there is a consensus that the government has reduced the risk and is proceeding with some deliberate caution.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, always great to talk with you. Vaughn, thank you.
Bye-bye, Bill.
Bringing us up to date on the Canadian plan for admitting not 10,000 in the next year or so, but 25,000 Syrian refugees to Canada now by the end of February.